Oh, so good. So good. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and it's so good that you're joining us for our lesson today. You know, friends, you've heard of people who drive while talking on their cell phones. Or maybe they're riding their scooter and talking on their cell phones or texting. We all know how dangerous that can be. But what about walking and texting? The title of our lesson is Walking and Texting. So here's the question to think about. Is it dangerous to walk and text at the same time? Is it dangerous to walk and text at the same time? Well, let's join Francis and Amanda for our monthly heated argument. I mean, our monthly viewpoints lesson. Ooh, I got a text message. How wonderful.
Walking and texting. Should you walk and text at the same time? Amanda is looking at a map when Francis bumps into her while texting.
Ouch! Francis, watch where you're going.
I'm so sorry, Amanda. I didn't see you. I was just...
Of course you didn't see me. You weren't watching where you were going. You were walking and texting again. That's terrible behavior.
But I had a very important message to send out. It was urgent.
Why didn't you just stop a minute and send it? You are fortunate that you only bumped into me. You could have been killed.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 behavior 这个名词。 Behavior 是指行为、举止或者是态度，它是一个不可数名词。例如 ，the boy's behavior clearly demonstrated his anxiety and low self-esteem. 这个男孩的言行举止清楚地表达出他的焦虑和自信心不足。Behavior 也指事物的反应或运作方式，这个时候它就是可数的。例如 ，the researcher carefully recorded the behaviors of the chemical under this condition. 这位研究员详细地记录下这个化学物质在这种状况下的反应。继续我们看的是 fortunate 这个形容词 ，fortunate 是指幸运的或幸福的。例如 ，Howard is fortunate to be the famous pianist apprentice. Howard 很幸运地能够成为这位知名钢琴家的学徒，或者是 We have an obligation to help those who are less fortunate than us. 我们有义务去帮助那些比我们不幸的人。 它的反义字是自首加上 um 变成 unfortunate. 例如 ，It was really unfortunate that we missed our train. 很不幸的，我们错过了火车。
All right, thank you so much, Rebecca. What are you doing?
I am just really excited about today's lesson.
Right.
Yeah, it's called Walking and Texting.
Well, then let's do that again. Here, you have a cell phone, and let's come in again. You can be walking and texting at the same time.
No. Remember, Gabe, we decided that you are going to be the one who walks and texts at the same time. Here you go. Here's your phone back.
Okay, well, I have no problem walking and texting at the same time because I'm usually very careful when I walk.
Okay.
Rebecca, what are you doing here?
You just bumped into me. How rude. I bet that's probably how Amanda felt. You know, Amanda in our lesson. Amanda is just standing there looking at a map.
Yes.
I'm just standing here trying to teach, and then you bump into me.
Okay, well, I guess perhaps I shouldn't walk and text at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe Rebecca should just find a different place to stand.
Wait. Hold on for just a moment. Actually, let's not continue this conversation yet about where I should be standing. Let's talk about our lesson.
Okay.
We could talk about it after we finish teaching.
Okay. Rebecca?
Okay. Yes?
He was walking and texting at the same time. Is there a word that you can use to talk about doing two things at the same time?
Other than the words at the same time.
Yeah, just one word. One word.
One word.
Yeah,
give me a clue. What does it start with?
It starts with an S. That's a big word.
Simple. No, it's not simple.
Sime.
Simultaneously.
Simultaneously.
Yes. Simultaneously. Yes, friends, this word means that you do two things at the same time. For example, it would be very difficult to play the drums and the flute simultaneously. Gabe, you think you could do that?
That would be really funny. No. But you know what's easier is maybe walking down the street with a cup of coffee in your hand and texting at the same time. It's easier to do that simultaneously. I think someone would need four arms if they're going to play the drums and play the flute simultaneously.
Yeah, I think it would be actually impossible to play the drums and play the flute simultaneously, but I do not think it is a good idea to text and walk simultaneously. Gabe, do you ever do that? Do you ever text and walk simultaneously?
I have to confess, I am like the guy in this picture sometimes.
I knew it. But I knew it.
I'm not the only one, Rebecca. I believe there are many people watching and listening who would have to confess to that as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, interestingly enough, we're going to continue talking about texting and walking at the same time, simultaneously. Should you text and walk simultaneously? Okay, well, Amanda says, ouch! Francis, watch where you're going.
Watch where you're going. If someone bumps into you, you can use that phrase as well. Watch where you're going. Well, Francis says, I'm so sorry, Amanda. I didn't see you. He puts his cell phone away. I was
Of course you didn't see me. Yeah. You weren't watching where you were going. You were walking and texting again. That's terrible behavior. As a reminder, what was that word we just learned? Simultaneously. So he was walking and texting simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And how does Francis respond?
Well, but I had a very important message to send out. It was urgent. It was urgent. It was a very important, maybe it was an emergency. It was a very important message. That's why he needed to text and walk at the same time.
Well, at least he thought it was urgent. Was it really an urgent message? I don't know. And Amanda says, why didn't you just stop a minute and send it? You are fortunate enough, or fortunate that you only bumped into me. You could have been killed. Okay, let's talk about those little words, to bump into someone. Does that mean that you just kind of literally run into somebody?
You know, Rebecca, we went over this earlier this month.
Yes, exactly.
Right? When someone ran into somebody else, that means they encountered somebody else. They saw somebody else. To bump into could mean that. Oh, I bumped into my friend the other day. That doesn't mean that I physically touched them and bumped into them. However, in our lesson, bump into really does mean that you were walking and then you bumped into somebody.
Ouch! Ouch, Gabe,
yeah.
Watch where you're going.
Yeah, anyway.
Of course, friends, there are many different things that you might bump into if you text and walk simultaneously. You might bump into people. You might bump into a wall or even a car. That actually happened to me once when I was biking. I accidentally, don't tell anybody, I accidentally bumped into a car.
Yeah, Rebecca, you just told everybody.
Oh, but it was a long time ago.
Okay, I hope it was a parked car.
Well, of course it was a parked car.
Okay, good. Friends, this can be very dangerous, and I believe Stephen can also have something they would like to share about this idea of walking and texting in the Info Cloud. Let's go there now.
Laws against texting while driving make sense. It's super dangerous.
Now, lawmakers are wondering if they should create laws making texting while walking illegal too. It might sound ridiculous, but the fact is, when you text and walk at the same time, you are putting yourself and others in real danger.
Consider one woman in New York City who was walking along a busy street, texting her friends.
Because she wasn't paying attention, a car ran over her foot. So guess what she did next?
I would have called the police.
No, she texted all her friends saying, I just got hit by a car.
Wow, she was very lucky. You know, people texting walk into parked cars, fall down stairs, trip over fire hydrants, and yes, sometimes die because they can't wait to type LOL. What can be done?
Well, some cities are passing laws making it illegal to cross the street and text message at the same time. If you're caught, you could pay as much as $50.
Another solution is putting traffic lights in the street, so pedestrians looking down at their cell phones will also, hopefully, see what color the traffic light is.
Not a bad idea. Text 当名词是文字，当动词 texting 就是用手机传简讯。我们知道边开车边用手机是违法的，现在有些地方还禁止边过马路边传简讯，还有一些国家已经在考虑禁止边走路边传简讯，因为那样做不止危害自己，也可能危害他人。因此要建议大家 put the phone away while walking， 走路时请把手机收起来。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
我今天学到什么事情啊 ？Simultaneously， 就是同时做两个事情。Oh， and bump into， 就是撞到别人啊，这样子蛮好玩。我学很多英文呢、啊，还不错。
Gabe，
hey，
Gabe， what are you doing？
I'm just looking at my notes and biking at the same time.
You are biking and texting simultaneously.Looking at your notes?
Is that okay?
Gabe, no, that is a no-no. That is what we don't do. You are very fortunate you didn't bump into me.
Okay. I realize it's a no-no.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Teacher Rebecca.
Let's continue with our lesson.
Thank you, Teacher Rebecca.
Walking and texting.
Come on, Amanda. Aren't you being a little dramatic? I was just sending one text message.
Well, you weren't paying attention to where you were going. I read a story about a guy that was texting while walking. He walked into the middle of a busy road.
It's a good thing there weren't any cars coming.
Actually, there were. One hit him, and he died.
Oh, man. That is just one extreme, unfortunate example.Seriously, you're making a big deal out of nothing.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 dramatic 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 drama, D-R-A-M-A, 戏剧这个名词。所以 dramatic 是指戏剧性的或者是激励人心的。所以它的重音是在 M-A 这个音节念成 dramatic。例如 The hero of the movie had a dramatic change of personality after he drank the potion. 这部电影的男主角喝了毒药之后个性有了戏剧化的改变。或者是 The fireman's dramatic rescue hit the headlines tonight. 消防队员惊心动魄的救援行动成为了今晚的头条新闻。最后我们看的是 extreme 这个形容词。EX 这个字首在这里有超过的意思，所以 extreme 是指极端的或极度的。例如 The patient with terminal cancer is suffering extreme pain. 这位癌症末期的病人正处于极度的痛苦。或者是 The machine needs to be handled with extreme caution. 这个机器需要极度谨慎的使用。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, now it's time for us to continue with this lesson. Gabe, you just bumped into me.
That was very good use of that phrase to bump into somebody. Very nice job, Rebecca. Let's continue.
Yeah, that's what I was planning on doing. Of course, we remember Amanda had told Francis that you were fortunate that you only bumped into me. You could have been killed. Now, Francis says something that's kind of interesting. I don't know if I necessarily agree. What does he say, Gabe?
Oh, come on. Come on, Amanda. Aren't you being a little dramatic? Aren't you being a little dramatic?
I don't know if I'd necessarily say Amanda is being dramatic. I think she makes a very good point. Okay, we keep using this word dramatic. Dramatic, you're being so dramatic. What does it mean to be dramatic?
Okay, sometimes when we exaggerate, we're being very dramatic. And that's what Francis thinks Amanda is doing, is that she says, well, you could have been killed. He thinks she's being dramatic. Can you use this phrase in another way, or this word in another way, or describe a situation where someone is dramatic, Rebecca?
Yes. Let's say, for example, two people are having an argument about something. You know, maybe there's some conflict over eating candy or whatever, and then Kelly goes over to her mom and says, Mommy, I can't believe Zach ate all my candy. He not only ate all my candy, he took everything out of my drawers, and then he just,
Then Mom might say, okay, I think you're being a little dramatic.
But Mommy, he really did eat
all my
candy.
Nope, no more arguing with me. No more telling me about this. You're being too dramatic. You know, sometimes I hear people say, I don't know, young kids, right?
Young kids.
Maybe a guy likes a girl likes a guy. Maybe she says, oh no, handsome Johnny just saw me fall. He's never going to talk to me again.
Calm down.
We're embarrassing.
You're being a little dramatic. No. Calm down for just a moment.
Okay.
He might not even have seen you fall.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe I was being too dramatic. Friends, are you ever too dramatic? Well, Francis thinks that Amanda is being dramatic, but how does Amanda respond?
Well, you weren't paying attention to where you were going. I read a story about a guy that was texting while walking. He walked into the middle of a busy road.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, oh, no.
That's definitely an oh, no. Have you ever seen someone just walk into the middle of a busy road while they're texting?
I haven't seen that, but I've heard of it happening, and that's why it's part of our story today. But, yeah, you see this phrase on the screen, friends, in the middle of. This doesn't necessarily mean that you're right in the middle of the road. This just means that you're walking into the road.
And of course, there are other ways that you can use this phrase. It doesn't only refer to the middle of the road. For example, I am in the middle of reading a story to Jessica right now. I'm sorry, I can't make coffee for you at this very moment. Or I'm in the middle of reading a book. It's a great book.
And we're in the middle of a great lesson today. But back to the way that this phrase is used in our lesson. Sometimes I've heard of stories of the old kind of trains. They're going down the train track, and then they have to stop because there is a cow or a goat in the middle of the tracks.
Oh, my goodness. I remember one time when I was driving in a car, not a train, a car, and we had to stop because, yes, there was a dog in the middle of the road, and we didn't want to hit the dog. It wouldn't move.
That's right. You're very kind. Well, Rebecca, someone was in the middle of a busy road texting. Francis says it's a good thing there weren't any cars coming, but actually there were. One hit him and he died. Rebecca, is that true?
Well, yeah, it is true. It really happened. And there are stories like that of people who are texting and walking simultaneously. They don't watch where they go and they end up getting injured or they end up hurting other people.
Oh, man.
So it's best just don't do it.
Friends, do be careful when you are walking. Don't do something else at the same time. Well, we do have more to learn from this conversation. We'll have to wait until next time. Right now it's time for the SC Challenge.
Yes.
Alright, for today's SC challenge, we have another person we'd like to ask. Can you please tell us your name?
Hi, my name is Hazel.
Hazel, friends, I believe you've seen her before. Now, Hazel, do you know what question I'm going to ask you?
No.
And how do you feel about that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, good. Well, here. Our lesson is kind of about distracted walking, so people texting while they're walking down the street. Now, how do you feel about this if someone is maybe walking down the street and texting or talking on their phone at the same time?
I don't like it. It's not safe.
It's not safe.
No. Why is it not safe? Because they might get hit by a car.
That's it?
That's the only reason?
Or they might run into something or somebody themselves.
And then what might happen?
There might be a big accident and people going to the hospital, and it might be crazy, or maybe even their phone line would be cut off and they couldn't talk to their friend.
Yep. A lot of problems that can happen. But hold on a second. Do you ever text while riding your scooter?
I never do, but let me tell you a little story.
Ooh, we like stories.
Once I was on my old scooter at a light, stopped, and someone ran right into me, and I fell over, and actually I was a little bit hurt, not seriously. And then when I saw the person pick up their scooter, their cell phone was right in the street, and I have a feeling they were texting when they hit me.
That's terrible.
See? That's the kind of stuff that can happen. So be careful, friends. Don't walk and text, and certainly don't drive or scoot and text at the same time either.
So, Hazel, I've got another question
yes?
for you. Do you think there's any difference between texting, reading, or talking on the phone at the same time as you're walking? Is there a difference?
You know, because we were talking about texting with your phone, but what about if someone's reading a newspaper
while walking at
the same time?
Or talking on the phone.
Well, you probably shouldn't do that either, but I really don't see a lot of people carrying their newspapers across the street or when they're walking. But sometimes people do.
Yeah, that would be a different sight if someone was riding their scooter and reading a newspaper at the same time. Friends, don't do that either. Mm-hmm. Well, Hazel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah.
And we'll see you all next time for the SC
Challenge. Yes.
All right, so friends, do be careful when you are texting. All right, we're going to continue this conversation tomorrow.
So make sure you join us right here on Studio Classroom.